Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. So, two biblical scholars, two holy men, are both criticizing President Trump on the issue of the waste, fraud, and abuse, and just sheer arrogance of all the monies with USAID. Now, in some of those programs, I agree. I don't know that I would go quite as far as they may be going. There are certain programs that are doing good work, but making Americans aware of a lot of these programs and things that are charitable might be the better way to go. Listen to Jimmy Kimmel, the Cut Six, Dan, talking about the National Prayer Breakfast, where Trump talked about the sacred teachings of Jesus and what Jimmy Kimmel thinks about that.
Will he bring his wife? Will she bring clothes? On Sunday, we will find out. Donald Trump will be there at the game. He said, this is fun. He said he's going to let Elon pick the winner this year. Trump was up bright and early today to speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. Trump goes to these prayer breakfasts because he doesn't like it when people worship anyone other than him. He covered a lot of subjects. He bragged about deporting immigrants, his war on diversity, fighting transgenders, all the sacred teachings of Jesus.
Okay. And I'll play you Scarborough in a moment. Now, this comes up all the time when the left is threatened on this stuff, when there's talk of cutting back, big government. Oh, we've gone through this now for 30, 40 years. And we all know that this phony religiosity, this phony Christian appeal here is only used when they want to say you're mean. If you say people that are here legally don't have a right to be here, somehow or another, you're unchristian if you say, no, you're a biological male. You're not going to beat up and break female records. So is it a Christian thing to, is Leah Thomas and support of Leah Thomas, is that Christian that Leah Thomas has one of the swimming records and beat up on other females in that regard? In any of these pursuits? Now, admittedly, on the whole transgender thing this week, the rear guard action is, well, how many people are we really talking about? That's a little bit unknown, but that's not what the issue is. In the instances where females have had to deal with this, in the instances of where they may deal with it in the future, it's just flat out morally wrong. And I don't care where people go that want to participate. If they want to have a transgender league, if they want to do something else, that's fine. But again, talking about young women, talking about being a feminist, well, that would mean there's not an unfair playing field here. And one of my biggest goals for 2025 is to see the bill in Harrisburg pass and to see what Josh Shapiro does with it. Now, Shapiro is under a lot more stress, and really, usually, he's a lot more careful. Yesterday, he lashed out at the family, the Greenberg family. Now, you probably have heard about this by now. Ellen Greenberg's parents. She's the young woman who was ruled a suicide originally. And then it was reopened, and the medical examiner says it's not a suicide. She was had 20 stab wounds. And the person who might be a prime suspect, the argument is, might have had connection to Shapiro. At least that's the argument. So Shapiro yesterday had reporters ask him about this, and he said lashing out isn't going to change the evidence here. And he went on a passive-aggressive rant toward the Greenbergs around this issue. Now, this is important because this guy is insufferable if we just had him as governor. But more importantly, Politico this week and several people I know say he is the leading candidate to be their nominee in 2028. And I believe he is. And this is an interesting issue. Did he just, for whatever reason, not understand that this is a case when he was involved, he shouldn't have looked the other way? Is it something more than that that was his motivation here? But he's not handling this well. He doesn't handle being challenged well at all. Usually he gets a pass from the media. Usually he's able to be this chameleon who's seen as a moderate. Dan, you had something?
So I have the audio on.
Yeah, of Shapiro.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Here is Shapiro. And I think he was talking about something else, and they asked some of these Greenberg questions.
Greenberg investigation, I know you're familiar with it because you were attorney general. This big development with the medical examiner now saying that he doesn't believe that it was a suicide. What would you like to see happen? Do you think there should be a new criminal investigation?
Well, look, I don't think I should speak for the city of Philadelphia and why they chose to make the decision they did. But let me just offer maybe some broader comments.
You stop right there for a second. That's not what he asked you, buddy. He asked you, do you think there ought to be a broader investigation, meaning you're the governor. This is statewide. You were involved in it as attorney general. Broader. Okay.
First off, as a father of four, my heart breaks for the Greenberg family. No parent should ever have to bury a child. And this is a case that I inherited as attorney general that occurred, if memory serves me, about 6 years prior to me even becoming attorney general of the Commonwealth. And it was a case that was put on my desk after the city of Philadelphia ruled that Ellen Greenberg died by suicide, not by homicide. That wasn't my decision. That was made years prior by the city of Philadelphia. The case was then sent to the Attorney General's office for investigation. And we looked at every possible angle. There's nothing I wanted more than to give these parents some finality, some answers, some clarity. And we received more evidence, more information during the course of our investigation that sadly didn't show what they wanted it to show, but actually rather pointed to more data, more information that
20 stab wounds
toward a suicide. At some point, the Greenberg family asked that we no longer consider the case. And under the Commonwealth Attorneys Act, I had the authority as Attorney General to transfer that case to a neighboring district attorney. And I did. We transferred it to the Chester County District Attorney, if memory serves me. They looked at it for a couple of years, and they found the same determination as well. There was no evidence there that supported a homicide. There was no evidence there that supported any sort of criminal charges against anyone else. And they closed the case. So over the span of whatever it's been, over 10 years, over a decade, you've had three or four different law enforcement agencies look at it and come to that same conclusion. The city of Philadelphia were the ones that began this process when they determined the cause of death. That's on them to explain why they determined that. That had nothing to do with the Attorney General's office or any district attorney's office. I'll end this, you know, where I began. My heart really does break for the Greenberg family. And I know that, you know, some, you know, maybe feel that lashing out at me in the media is helpful to their cause. I'm not going to stand in judgment of them. These are parents who are grieving and anguished. And again, I think no parent should have to bury a child. Lashing out isn't going to change the evidence here. And I'm hopeful that as this process goes forward, if any new information comes to bear,
it
immediately be shared with the Chester County District Attorney and allow the DA there to, you know, to conduct an investigation of that new material should anything come forward.
That's classic passive aggressive there at the end. After all that, that's how we got to it. And the new information is they now don't rule it a suicide. And a reporter, I don't know if they did, Dan, but they jump it. Well, the new information is it's not a suicide. This guy is pushing it off on the
Chester County. Do you think the medical examiner coming forward now, though, and saying he no longer believes it's a suicide is enough to push this forward? Now, I mean, that's a big change.
Yeah, I think that's a question for the DA in Chester County. It has to have some evidence with it, not just someone feeling different. But certainly if there's some evidence that this medical examiner has uncovered, I'm not familiar with that. I'm no longer the AG. If they have new evidence, new information, they should share that immediately. One of the things that was particularly frustrating to me when I was Attorney General is someone would have a press conference, claim to have new information. We would invite them into the AG's office, and then they actually didn't have anything that was particularly new, and they used the media to keep the issue alive.
Another passive aggressive.
I understand why parents would want to keep this alive. I understand why they would want to find answers. I wanted nothing more than to be able to give them the answers that they wanted. But when you're in the role of being a prosecutor, you have to follow the evidence. And we never saw any evidence to suggest anything different. And then we shared the case with another district attorney, and they found the same.
All right, then. So, the medical examiner should step up here and say, here's why it's different. Would you look at it as governor? Now, there's a backstory to this, as I understand it, to his connection to somebody that might be a suspect in the minds of the Greenbergs, at least. 20 stab wounds, though, on the surface, does that sound like suicide? I guess that's possible. Let's go to Paul in the Northeast. Paul, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Your earlier question about salt taxes,
yes.
I'm totally against that. The main reason is residents from other states don't get any input into Jersey's fiscal.
Yeah, so you want to keep it as it is, a cap of 10,000.
Yeah, eventually eliminated. I don't think, you know, it's just like people writing off union dues. I didn't force you, you know, I didn't force you to become a member of that union.
Well, let me ask you, how are you with the no tax on tips?
People cheat on, I was never a table waiter, but I know family members who are. And I don't know how you accurately measure that anyway.
Right. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I'm not sure. Yeah, but you know what? They go undercover. They put the fear of God in people. You're going to jail. That's how they do it.
Yeah, enforcement would be impossible. For the side question, Italian sports cars, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, Lamborghinis.
Yeah, pretty good. All right. Yeah, I don't know if they lead the world in that. Might be debatable with Germans, but they have more flair, I would add.
Yeah, I feel like it's better known. Like, you stop and watch an Italian sports car go down the street.
I mean, I like a BMW. I like those, but I don't know that they have the flair of an Italian sports car.
I curse at BMWs on 76, okay. So I disagree.
We're forgetting Porsche, though.
Yeah.
Porsche being German. Yeah.
Porsche's German. Mm-hmm. Yeah. German. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's some play. They messed up. They weren't just robotic. They eventually made a great sports car. Okay.
Dream car, Lamborghini Countach. Please give me
And one. How much is that?
Easily $1 million now.
All right. It's 855-839-1210. All I want are smaller cars so that more people can get into our media lot. That's all that I want. That would be the regulation.
Well, do you want smaller cars? Do you want no trucks?
Well, that's true. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, all these truck mandates they've made over the past however many years have made the trucks huge.
Well, the whole deal. You shouldn't be driving just saying a SUV and then expect to park in the media parking lot here. It's wrong.
Oh, Dom, there's a 1989 Lamborghini Countach available for $629,000.
All right, bro would go for that. She's a big spender. She doesn't mind.
You're in Philadelphia,
spending.
Too. Yeah.
Okay, more calls coming up, and we're going to talk to Steven.
Dom, your dad is showing up in a red Lamborghini. It'd be awesome.
I did drive at that point. You have to remember, this was at WWDB. I want to say it was at least, could it be 22 years ago, something like that. An $80,000 car, I think it was an Audi, down the shore for a promotion on a hurricane day, like day with winds and accidents all over the place. And it was the program director, the head sales guy, and somebody else, Roe, and somebody else in the car. And they went, I literally had to drive it. I said, yeah, I could say I drove. No, you have to drive it down there.
Was it manual or automatic?
It was automatic.
Okay.
Yeah. The 2 feet reassured them.
I would have been a lot more nervous than 2 feet.
I just remember it was really stormy. Atlantic City Expressway is a great road. But I was counting the seconds till this was over, this ordeal. I didn't drive it back. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in, right?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Right now. All right, I have a feeling Dom's Money Melody today might be at Tarantella or something.
Oh, it's great, Dom. We're doing a cover of a very famous Italian song sung in a different language. We want to know what language is being sung in.
Yeah, all right, that's a 215.
I'm not giving anything away. I'm just saying that's
okay.
The clue today, yeah?
Now, I'm monitoring the big bet I have, at least with Dan, I'm not sure with Henry, about the Eagles when they win on Sunday, if they do win. Well, they visit the White House. The U.S. Sun, now I'm not saying this is the most reliable paper. They claim to have sources in, and Jeffrey Lurie, when he was asked the other day, could have just said, yeah, he's the president, we'll visit, could he not? And direct quote, he just said, I just want to win on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what he should have said.
Wouldn't that put it to bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, I get the backstory now. They're trying to say, well, that would jinx it, so you don't say it. He could go through a long 20-minute missive of saying, if we win, and they're a great team and all that. But of course, he's the president. So, Dan, I know what you're thinking. He's cool now. It's different and all that. I think you're negating how...
Not only is he cool now, but if you go and poll 80% of South Philly Italians, whether they're fans of Trump,
okay,
it's going to be a yes.
Okay, a couple things on that. I think that might be the case. I think you're right. Couple things, though. They love the Eagles so much. Eagles can do whatever the hell they want. We've seen that. The NFL can. They'll put up with it.
Well, I'm expanding even further, though, because I think Sirianni and all those, you know, staffers that end with vowels,
right?
I think they're fans of Trump. And I don't know if Peterson's, you know, locker room and his front office was at. So I would suggest that maybe Sirianni even himself would be encouraging a trip to the. Because I could see Nick Sirianni being a fan of Donald Trump.
How about the players?
I think so, yeah.
I don't see it. I still don't see it.
See anybody on the team being a fan of any politician. I'll say that much.
Okay.
Would they go? It'd be going to say you went to the White House and met the president. You wouldn't be going because it's cool to meet Donald Trump. You'd be going because he got invited and it's
the office.
My other sense is a lot of the local sports media, they are just seething if you would go to the White House with Trump. Oh, my God. The Inquirer. Et cetera, et cetera. They will just bury you if you go with Trump. Particularly, Dan, if this had been, say, Trump was in office a day or so, over the 2 weeks, the stuff that's going on now, and by then, you know, the decision-making will be 3-4 weeks, big stuff he's done, they can't possibly keep their standing and go. So Henry, you're on the side of they won't go, or are you still saying they will go?
I bet they'll go.
Okay.
I'd be
all right, we got 2-1
I know the
here.
Odds are stacked against them, but I think they'd go.
Okay. I don't think so. I think the ploy will be, well, you know, we're busy. We'll get around to that. Then Trump will start up. Why are they not going? Now, Trump's not making it easy by praising Travis Kelce today effusively, by congratulating the Chiefs when they won versus the Eagles. So we'll see.
I do think they will kind of drag their feet on this.
Yeah.
In terms of going to the White House.
Right. And I think they'll allow players not to go. I don't think Brady won the one time that the...
He went enough.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I'll skip this one.
Well, that's an excuse. They don't want to be associated. I think Trump has won over, to Dan's point, in a place like South Philly and all. But that's not Philadelphia. They're still antagonistic.
I think it's bigger than a Philadelphia thing. I think it's just more like you win a championship, a cool thing to do is to go visit the White House. No matter who's
absolutely.
In office, whether you agree or disagree with them.
Right. And again, that's, though, if you buy into this is fascist, this is Mussolini or Hitler, then you can't go. I mean, I've told the story many times. DJ was about 14. We were invited to the White House. He hated Bill Clinton. So he told him, yeah, but it's the office. You're shaking hand with the office or you're greeting the office. So he didn't go. I agree with your point. It doesn't matter to me who the president is. Even Biden, who I despise, I would try to do it in the context of the office. Now, if it's a public thing, though, that you look like you're endorsing some policy or something like that, that's different.
No, that's different.
Right. But this is just cordial to whoever the president is. I can't think of a president that I probably despise Biden more than any president I can think of, simply because he did something to the middle class he didn't have to do. Obama, I differ with politically, of course, up and down the line. This guy, though, just went out of his way to do things that obviously were going to hurt the middle class. So, Dan, is there a president you wouldn't shake hands with? You don't want to be on the record.
It's the office. It's respect to the office.
Yeah, I'm shaking the office. It's like I'm shaking a chair in the Oval Office there. It doesn't matter.
Still go to Disney World?
Who will go to Disney World?
The winners. Do the winners still go to Disney World?
It's just the MVP.
MVP?
Yeah. Just the MVP. Yeah.
Disney can't afford to send the entire team to Disney World?
No, they're not going to do that. All right, let me take another call or two here. Robert and Ben Salem's next. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
Real quick, I wanted to jump on that other call about the salt reduction.
Yes.
I think they should be eliminated completely. because I don't think that the rest of the country should have to subsidize.
Right.
And it's California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey,
Massachusetts.
Right. And Maryland.
Yep.
That are taking advantage of this. You vote for people who don't raise your local taxes. Don't make us subsidize you. That's your problem. It's not fair at all.
No, it isn't. Look, this shows the side, though. You get to Trump in his mind. This is a popular thing now. You know, he's doing well in Jersey. I don't know if he has in his head, well, if I do this, then Democrats will do this on the other. They're not going to do it just because he lessens the salt tax, I don't think.
Well, I don't. I mean, all that's fine, but it's just a straight up right or wrong thing to me. And it should have been eliminated a long time ago. I mean, New York did it when they were like the biggest part of the Congress back way back when. At one time, they were the biggest state in the union.
Right.
But they're not anymore. Florida has more people, or just as many people now, and things are changing. And New Yorkers will go, oh, well, we pay more in federal. No, as a group you might, but individually, your federal tax rate is the same as mine.
That's
here
right.
In Pennsylvania.
That's and right. And Robert, we're already giving you $10,000. So be grateful for the $10,000 you're getting off.
I would say take away the $10,000 and let them deal with their terrible leadership. But at any rate, when you first answered the question, something that exemplifies Italian, believe it or not, the first answer that popped into my head was non-Italians who have just watched a mafia movie. Like, my grandfather watches The Godfather, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm like, Grandpa, you're German. Stop.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children.
That's right, the Invitations. The Invitations, yes. That is very good.
For my actual answer, I'm kind of torn because I wanted to change it to something bigger than my answer, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to go with the Renaissance. The Renaissance
yeah.
was the age of learning, and it took us from being a backward, nomadic, stuck people into achieving our potential, and I think that was huge.
Absolutely. All right. I see maybe a winning answer here coming up. Steve Moore, among other things, Wall Street Journal, now top advisor economically to the president. What does he say about this salt thing, tariffs, and no tax on tips and all the rest of it? And some of the strategy that Trump is employing here. He's next. Here's how you get in, though. 855-839-1210. Hey, it's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special right now. Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, they're buy one, get one free exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when you place your order. Call them today. It's easy at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50. You buy one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s, get that second bottle absolutely free. Again, use that code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart, support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3. All right, we're trying to track down Steve Moore. Maybe the president's calling him, Stephen Moore. Dom Giordano's show. We'll get to him on all these taxes. We are 0 for whatever. People saying, no, I don't think Trump ought to repeal the cap on the salt tax, the state and local. In these states that are out of control. I mean, we're giving $10,000, you know, and I feel for the people in Jersey. What are their options? Well, we're getting, you know, I don't feel quite as much now for people in Jersey because we've seen the possibilities of doing something here. If people are really serious and don't want to rely on getting out of their disastrous regulations and taxation, all they have to do is revolt and elect Jack Chitterelli or one of the other Republicans to be the governor and start to roll back what's happened here in New Jersey. So it's not far-fetched, as difficult as it has been for years. It's right there, and we're starting to see in the legislature changes. By the way, Phil Murphy, has now said that the media completely took his remarks out of context. He doesn't have anybody there. It was a long song and dance. I'm looking at the article. He was at the Capitol yesterday, and when asked by reporters about this nonsense, essentially scolded the press and told them, I didn't suggest that with all due respect. And we played it a multitude of times. I'm not going to burden you with it again. He didn't suggest it. He said it. We have somebody not happy with this. And Dan, here's a key expression, and you might want to break the code. He said, I said this because some people that are U.S. citizens, nothing wrong, they're wigging out. That's why he did it. They're wigging out.
Freudian slip there, I think.
Freudian slip. Now, I don't think it's a wig.
No?
You do.
Plugs.
Potentially some...
Are plugs a wig? No, two separate things, right?
Yeah, two separate. But some plugging, possibly, but I think it's more... that Miss Kim started tousling the hair in a weird way.
Oh, okay.
To kind of make it look forward. You know, with hair, I'm very particular with this.
Yeah.
I don't see, it's not a rug. If it is, it's a pretty good one. It doesn't look ruggish to
me. New product?
Yeah. But the plug thing, it could be a plug. Yeah. And look, I feel for a guy trying to do something for his hair. I'm not objecting to somebody that goes... Because the plug stuff could be pretty painful, I think.
I mean, his hair was really bad beforehand, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just puts product in it now.
Right.
And tussles it.
Yeah, and the tussle, I agree with you. And the other thing is...
Looks like his wife just...
The teeth. I mean, if you're going to do the hair, wouldn't you be doing the teeth?
You would think.
You would think the teeth before he runs for president. But he actually said... He made those remarks in which he clearly said he has a woman having problems, her... situation is not where she wants it to be as being a verified American citizen. And Matt Rooney made a great point on the show the other day. He would have had these poor cops, by the way, the New Jersey State cops uniform is the best uniform anywhere of anything, better than the U.S. military.
Don't they get those hats?
I love the hat. As much as it blocks your eyes, I don't know how they see, Dan, but they look unbelievable.
Doesn't it like go over their mouth? Like the strap doesn't even fit over the chin?
Yeah, well, the worst hats are the Pennsylvania State Troopers. Oh, that's brutal. If you have to wear that,
there's a difference.
Oh, that
maybe I'm not looking hard enough.
Is it PA State Trooper that has the straps that don't fit over the face?
Yeah, like I never understood that. What's the point of that?
I don't understand. But it's more the shape of the hat. The jersey hat.
Yeah, the jersey one's like
the big good. Like that's what I think about like in like a show like how a cop would look. They have the big hat. Yeah.
The village people hat.
And the not the Jersey cops.
The Jersey cops have the village. No, they have the village people hat. It's like the police. It looks like a captain hat almost.
Yeah,
like
captain's hat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And meanwhile, but, the PA ones have like the flat brim.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear with the strap that's too small for their face.
And the Jersey cops are in much better condition by and large. And the blue is a much nicer color. They uniform is good. So Murphy now saying he didn't suggest any of that. He's afraid that American citizens are wigging out. His words, people are wigging out. Henry's working on a project. We're just trying to reach a high school. Have we reached him yet? I can imagine. Yeah, they have some bizarre. I can imagine if it's an emergency call. I won't say the school yet. I'm just putting it out there so that we're trying to dissuade them from doing this. We're told that a Philadelphia public high school originally called a meeting of all teachers, but has now changed it to a virtual online course requiring all teachers and staff to participate in on how to resistance techniques to federal authorities and ICE agents who come to the school. And based upon where this school is located, I would say this is 1, 2, or 3 where something like that potentially could happen. So we're just trying to reach them to ask them, would they like to come on and explain? Would they like to deny it? Once we get that, I'll tell you what the high school is. But I'll say it's a Philadelphia public high school. And appears to be legit that they're gearing up in a resistance movement. Now, Murphy has given gold, though, to Republicans with this. In that Democrats should be asked about this. And do they stand behind Murphy? And clearly said that's what he was doing. Now he says, well, it's normal people that were wigging out because of all that Trump's doing And that's why I guess he's saying made this scenario up to reassure them that he's going to stand with them in Jersey. We're not going to be overrun by Trump coming in here and doing all this stuff. So is the woman fictitious? Here's the bottom line on this. Tom Homan is a tough cop, tough ICE guy. I think he's doing magnificent work, but he's not a fool. He wasn't going to be lured into a confrontation with the state police until he knew what it is that he was going to be facing with this alleged woman. The other thing is, he's all over the Aurora, Colorado situation. And I try not to just spew hatred toward people like Martha Raddatz, but it's very difficult. Because they've taken out hundreds of the Venezuelan gang members in the Aurora, Colorado area. And you may remember with J.D. Vance, when he told her, Martha, just listen to yourself. You hear what you're saying? And she still prattled on just a handful. She was okay with them taking over housing complexes. And she said it was just a couple running housing complexes under their own dictates in the United States of America. That's the minimizing tactic. That's what they're up to. So apparently some protesters in Aurora, Colorado, and some leaks have stopped arresting some of these people. So now Homan is targeting the protesters, disrupting ICE raids. You know, they think they can go out there and get in the way of this in some way, shape, or form. But does ABC News say anything about Raddatz aiding and abetting it? It was J.D. Vance at his very best. He took care of Waltz. But what he did with Martha Raddatz was just incredible. Let's go to Steve in Bordentown. I love this one. It is so South Philly. Hey, Steve, thanks for the wait. Good afternoon.
No problem, Dom. How are you?
Good, Steve.
Yeah, I'm 65 now, but growing up as a kid, going into the row homes in Trenton, in the Chambersburg area,
yep,
which was Italian, we would go in there. You walk in the house, you open the door. There was always the steps to the left. And then you look to the right into the living room, and the furniture was all covered in plastic.
Yes,
when you sat down on it and playing out in the street, you always stuck to it.
Yes.
And they didn't have the air conditioners. You know, there'd be a fan.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, it brought back so many memories.
Oh, it did, all. Steve. I don't know if other ethnic groups cover stuff in plastic, but growing up in South Philly... Absolutely.
Yeah.
And usually, too, maybe several ethnic groups did this. There was a statuette or at least a picture, My Two Johns, and was Pope John the 23rd and John F. Kennedy.
Right. And, you know, there's other stuff. And I gave him another one on the phone, but he said I can only pick one.
Well, that's a great one, Steve. That is wonderful.
Some of them even had, like, the velvet rope. Yeah, you know, like you would have at the White House or something, so you couldn't go over to the furniture unless you were invited.
Whoa, wait a minute. I've never seen the velvet rope.
Oh,
wow,
yeah. Oh, my God. They had a velvet rope in there, just like they would have at the White House.
Like a museum
section.
Unless you were invited to go over and sit down, you just, you know, you walked by and then you went into the dining room and then the kitchen was always in the back with a pot of saucer gravy, if you want to get into that.
Steve, you're not Italian, right?
No, I'm a Polack.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Polack. We had the lawn furniture in the living room.
I still don't know whether or not I'm supposed to bleep that or not.
And then we would take it out in the summer.
Oh, God. Good stuff. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, who was it? The guy in Bordentown. Joe in Bordentown, right? That said that.
Yeah.
We had a whole thing of that. The plastic, I got to say, that is an ethnic trait. I don't know if all Italians across the country, but South Philly, oh, yeah. Big time. Hey, by the way, speaking of Italian food, great food in general, we are so happy for years now. I've done the Seven Fishes at Gallo's. Gallo Seafood, and also don't forget Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philly. It is a landmark. They bring us the side question, and they bring us the prize today, $50 gift card to Gallo's and Burger Bar. Visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com. Say hello to Jim Harvey. Tell him, yeah, we want to do the seven fishes this year. The pressure on me to do this again. Oh, it's, it, well, definitely we have. Dr. Benz, you know, I'm there getting my teeth cleaned. Are you doing the seven fishes? Are you doing them? You know, and she's still rinsing and doing the whole thing. So I spit out now. I got to know, are we doing this? And Jim Worthington wants to be the support staff for it, Dan. So we don't have to do anything but show up. It'll be pretty good. All right. Steve Moore is on the on deck circle. Okay. 855-839-1210. Ray Dininger here at 2 o'clock. More coming up here on the reaction to The View, reacting to Travis Kelce, commenting on Trump. That's a lot of reactions. All straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right, time to your Dan O's show. So The View, Travis Kelce, what's going on with that?
Yeah, Dom. So The View led off today talking about the Super Bowl and honed in on some comments. Travis Kelce was asked about, we've been talking about Trump going to the Super Bowl and what he feels about that. And here's how The View reacted. I want your reaction to The View reacting to Kelce reacting to Trump.
D-star Travis Kelce was asked how he feels about the sitting president who is attending Super Bowl, who publicly trashed his girlfriend, by the by, on the campaign trail. Take a look.
That's awesome. It's a great honor. I think, you know, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life, you know, and having the president there, you know, it's the best country in the world, so it'd be pretty cool.
Taylor Swift fans apparently are not happy about that answer. Should he have defended her, or was he doing what we see sports folks do? At, you know, when after a game, they're asked a question, they're addressed, and they're not political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they don't become political. So was he saying, okay, I got a choice here. I got a big game happening, and I gotta walk my path. Because I love my girl, but I gotta walk my path. Or should he have said, I don't know why you asking me that question.
Your thoughts, Dom? Should he have defended Taylor Swift when asked about the president?
Yeah, you know what? And it's not in this case just with Trump or whatever, but somebody comes after Roe. I'm irrational. I just believe, it's all at war. I don't care about anything then. She's a civilian, even though Taylor Swift's not here by doing this. It's a little bit different. In that place, I would go after anybody. I got to admit it. I can't just say, oh, no, I would just go after you. There's no holds barred. Nothing matters. That's it.
I would have liked to see that, actually. I would have been impressed.
Well, when it comes to
imagine the headlines, I would have said
it's not just her. It's DJ Luke and Freddie. You know, I'm not a civilian. They are. You know, if there's something involved in it, she's not a civilian, though. She put herself into this a little bit different. And it's unusual. You believe that Trump is the first president, I tried to check it out, it's been sitting president at a Super Bowl. That's hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought like Bush did it or someone.
Yeah, somebody somewhere. Why would they not do that?
Well,
I don't get it.
I mean, Anna Navarro was quick to remind it might be the first time a president did it, but not someone in the family.
I think, though, you know, I've been to a few Super Bowls. Don't ask me what year. Don't ask me who played. Don't ask me who won. But I know I was there when Prince played in Miami. And the security concerns, the logistical angles to it are enormous already. So I can only imagine what having the sitting president of the United States there is going to be.
Yeah.
Though also there, Jill Biden is going to be there because she's actually a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. She's been that her entire life.
Oh, God.
She was at the game in 2023 with her with Hunter, and she's taking her grandson on Sunday. Yeah. So.
Well, this is a potentially hugely historical moment in all sports if they pull off a three-peat. Mm-hmm. So,
the Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the Chiefs are playing.
Not Donald Trump.
The other team.
All right. So, I thought they were going to attack him and say he shouldn't go. It's too much of a pain having a president there. People are reacting, saying, no, security will be even better. You're not going to have a replay of what happened in New Orleans before. So,
I think the most egregious part of that clip, though, is who's that? Anna Navarro, you said? She's wearing a Chiefs sweater.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
Who's three-peating? Who's trying to three-peat? Come on. You got to at least know that much.
Yeah. I think most people are supporting the Eagles just because been there, done that. with the Chiefs.
Everyone hates the evil empire.
Yeah, so that's always going to be the case. Let's go to Angelina in Montgomery County. Angelina on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Angelina.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good, Angelina.
Oh, you missed a doozy of a meeting in Springfield Township last night.
Yes, I had some other call of action, but I do have the video of it. So what was the focal point? How much cop hatred was there?
That was 3 hours long. So they voted 5-2 to push on with yet another appeal. They're going to waste more taxpayer dollars. So get your popcorn and get ready.
Let me ask, is the Jim Lee guy, is it Jim? Is the Lee guy still on the board?
Yep, he's still there. He's all the right. President. He's the leader.
All right. So Dan Bookum, did he vote for it?
Yep, he voted for it, and now they're trying to pass it off as saving the township taxpayer dollars, and then they blame the police for even bringing the lawsuit in the first place.
Oh, man. I'm sorry I missed it, Angelina, but it was a family thing here. So, thank you for that report. We'll get Jim Lee on. He was good enough to come on before and get to the bottom of it. What's your answer on the side question?
So first thing that just pops into mind is I got an uncle in construction.
Yes. Or I know a guy. I got a guy. We all have a guy. You have to have guys, particularly a plumber, someone like that. You got to have several backup guys. That's a good one, Angelina. Yep. Thanks for the update. Angelina talking about the fact that Springfield Township has quadrupled down now. They've lost Wally Zimelong, our guy that comes on, is on the other side, that the cops have a right, not on their official uniform, to have the thin blue line. And now they're trying to blame the cops as running up all these legal bills that they keep on proposing for some maniacs who hate cops there. If you think cops are expressing white supremacy with the thin blue line, you are just a hater. Oh, Dan, you have some of that. Thank you. Go ahead.
Being 100% right.
Sorry, this is Jim Lee speaking.
Jim Lee.
You're wrong about how somebody sees a symbol and what it means to them. I fully have stated and believe that most of our police officers see this as a symbol of respect for their brethren, men and women who've died in service. And I appreciate that. I also think they need to be sensitive to why it mattered that it was 2014 and 2020 and how it did get very popularized as a direct rebuttal to the Black Lives Movement. And what I hear from a lot of people that are the most vehement about it is a message that really Black Lives didn't matter. It wasn't an important time. It wasn't a worthy issue. So we urge the police union, the PBA, to consider changing it. We suggested using the traditional thin blue line that's been around for much longer and much, much less divisive and controversial. There was an offer to actually help defray the cost because they recently had some swag and materials with the new symbol.
Swag.
And one of the messages we got back in that was that, hey, we're a private entity. We're not the police department. PBA are not your employees. And that's true. It's also true that the PBA are only made up of our police officers. So there is some gray area about what they represent. But one of the messages that was relayed back to us is stop pressuring the PBA to change their symbol. We're not changing it, and you don't have the authority to do so. So this resolution that we passed in 2023 was a little bit of taking that advice. To that point, all the way up into December, it was only about the PBA symbol. In our resolution, we were very careful to craft it in a way that only dealt with township policy on active uniform, on township property that is public facing, on township property that is permanently affixed. We were very deliberate.
All right. Well, the courts don't see it that way. Now, he's the son, Dan, of a pretty famous Philadelphia police inspector, all the way at that level, right below the police chief. He came on before. It was nuts. I think he'll come on again Monday. So, Angelina, thanks for reminding on that. Can you imagine now how much money they've spent just to bludgeon the police into giving up this thin blue line? All right. That's looking forward to Monday coming up. Ray Dininger, we'll find out what he thinks, where the Eagles are at this point. But tons of calls. We'll get to as many as we can, some great ones. I got to say, I love the plastic, but you might be able to top that too. All that in the big 2 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.